Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
The mighty things, the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Pastor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the hour of power broadcast is now on the air. We have an excited message for you on today, and we believe that every word that God gives us is an exciting word, that we can speak the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our soul. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we would like to invite you to come and to go with us as we go before our Maker. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we lift your name up high. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor. We give you all of the praise. For your word says, if I be lifted up, you said, God, that you will draw all men, not some, but all men unto you. So today, we want to reverence you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you, God, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We want to thank you, God, for being the Alpha and Omega. We want to thank you, God, for being the beginning and the ending. We want to thank you, God, for being the true and the living God. And certainly, we declare today that you have all power in your hand. And God, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to know today, have you ever been in a draw? Have conditions in your life seem to be lacking, seem to be dry, seem to be as if things are not thriving and bringing forth and multiplying, and it's just like you're on a desert? But I want you to know today that the God we serve is a God that's able to move on your behalf. We have examples in the Word of God. We have people in the Word of God that God have brought them through, that God brought them through with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He brought them through things that seemed to be impossible. He brought them through when it was hardship in their lives. When he brought them through when they didn't see the things in their life that they wanted to see. But I want you to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. So as we get ready to go into the Word, as we begin to walk through of God, we're going to be walking through the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that is able to save our souls. Here in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, it reads, and Elisha, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get you from here. Turn you eastward and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith, that it before Jordan. It shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed you there. And he went and did according to the word of the Lord. And he went and dwelled by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. I want to talk to you about the day when your brook runs dry, when a situation in your life, you could have been thriving, you could have had things in your life that seems like it's not thriving. It seems like things are not happening the way that they were happening before. It seems like your river has run dry. But when we began to look at this man of God, this man of God was a spokesman from God. He was a prophet of God. And we see that Elijah, we see the boldness of the man of God, God calling for bold ministers and preachers and evangelists and people of God that he have anointed to preach for the unadulterated word of God. And we see that Elijah was talking to Ahab, and he was saying to Ahab, he said, as the Lord God of Israel lives, he said, before I stand, I'm standing before the Lord God. I'm speaking before God. He said that there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. In other words, it was not going to rain. The rain that you used to experience, the dew that you see on the ground, it's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to be any more rain, and it's not going to be any more dew on the ground, because God is going to shut it down. God is going to stop the rain. And you're not going to get any rain. What does that mean? Oh, your cattle and the things that there's a need of water, your vegetation, they need water. And you need water. And the people need water. But because of your disobedience, because of what you stand for, the word of God came through the prophet Elijah and let him know, Ahab know, that God is going to stop the rain. He said, as the Lord God of Israel lives, stand on, you can bank on this, because there is not going to be any more rain according to what? He said, according to my word. So the word that I speak. So in other words, I'm speaking this, it's going to come to existence, and it's not going to rain. And you know what? It's not going to rain for 3 years, and it's not going to rain for 6 months, because I said it, because I'm a man of God, and I'm standing for the Most High God. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah after he had spoke these words to Ahab. The word of God came to him and said to him, he said, to get you from here, leave here, and turn you eastward and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook that I have commanded and I have commanded the raven to feed you there. So although the brook was going to dry up for a multitude of people and certain amount of people, God is letting him know that I'm going to take care of you. And that's what you got to hear from me today, out of the mouth of the word of God, out of the book of the holy book, that even though you see things that are happening all around you, their brooks may be drying up. The rivers may be drying up. The money in the bank may look funny. But yet, you got to know that God is making provision and he will take care of you. But the word of God says, when I think about David, David said, he said, I am young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous. Who are those righteous people? Who are those righteous people? He says, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So therefore, he had that confidence, and I have that confidence in God, and you should have that confidence in God that he is and he will make provision for you. He told the man of God where to go. God would lead, he would guide, he would direct your very path. For the word of God says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he said that he will direct your path. He said, I want you to go by this brook of Cherith. And he said that he had commanded, I told this raven, I command this raven, I command this bird, I command this greedy bird, this black, luscious bird, this bird that is loud, this bird that can be harsh, this bird that goes and get their prey. I have commanded him. This is what the word of God says. I have commanded the raven, not just one raven, but he says, I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So therefore, it's always important to be where God wants you to be. He had to go where God told him to go because of the fact that the ravens, the brook was going to be there. Sometimes we don't get what we need because we are not where God told us to be. Sometimes we are crying, and sometimes we are depressed, and sometimes we are in despair. Why? Because we are not where God has told us. But God told Elijah, he said, to go by the brook. He named the brook. He said, go by there. And he said, I have commanded the raven to feed the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and dwelled by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens, they didn't disobey God. The ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. So not only did he have bread, but he had meat as well. And he had water to drink to be able to sustain him. And when I look at that, how the ravens obeyed God's command, how many of human beings will obey God's command when God speaks to them to move in certain areas of their lives so that he can make provision for other people, so that the kingdom of God, for the upbuilding of the kingdom, can be established. So we see that these ravenous birds, these big, large birds obeyed God. They weren't human. They couldn't talk. They couldn't walk. They didn't have a human body like we have. And they didn't even own a store. And they didn't have money in the bank. But yet God used them to provide food for his man. for his servant. And they obeyed God. And they brought that food in the morning. And they brought it in the evening. And he was able to eat of that brook. I believe that's something that we can praise God and shout the victory because of the fact that we got a God that's able to touch our lives, to be able to give us a provision and to provide for us. And the Word of God, listen what the Word of God saying to us today. The Word of God saying, and it came to pass after a while. There is an after a while sometimes in our life. It said after a while that the brook that he was able to drink from, that brook that he was able to get water from morning and evening, that brook dried up. That brook dried up, but did not God have an answer? Did he still have provision for the man of God when the brook dried up? I say that he did. The word of the Lord came to him, and he told him to arise, get up, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon. And he told him to dwell there. He said, behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. What is he saying? Now, I've already made provision. Didn't I feed you when you told Ahab that it wasn't going to rain these years, and it wasn't going to rain 3 years and 6 months? Have not I sent you to the brook of Cherith that you can drink that water, that cool water, get the water, and have not I commanded ravens to feed you? But now the river, the brook has dried up. See, your commission and your uses and time is now over for you to be in that same place. See, we don't want to get stagnated in one place, in a place that we are in and get comfortable. So Lord God, he allowed for that brook to dry up. And he told him to rise. Go to Zarephath. Because in Zarephath, he said, I have commanded, just like he commanded those ravens, he said, I have commanded a widow woman that don't have any husband. I have commanded her. Her husband had died. She was married, but something happened. She is now a widow. And he's saying to Elijah that I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. In other words, to provide for you, for the man of God. God has people that he will give to you to provide for you. And you don't have to worry about or be concerned about how you're going to do this and how you're going to do that. So he was obedient, and he arose, and he went into Zarephath, and he came to a gate of the city. Behold, the widow woman was there, and she was gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. He didn't know that woman, but he knew that God had sent him to that woman. So right off, taking his authority, he told her to bring him some water. Bring me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And she said, and as she was going to bring it, she hadn't even got to it yet, when he called to her again and said, bring me, I pray you, don't just bring me the water, by the way, but bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Come on. It seemed like it had been good enough in hospitality that he was going to bring the man of God the water. But then he thought about it, and he said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have, this is what sometimes we in our finite mind begin to think of what we have and what we don't have. She said, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel. She didn't have a full barrel, but she said, I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son. Look here now. I don't have but a little bit. She already addressed and said how much she had and what she was about to do with it. And she was making that meal, the last, almost the last what she had, the handful of meal. I'm going to get this fire, and my intention is I'm going to make this for me and my son. We're going to eat it, and after we eat it, we're going to die because she didn't see any more hope. She didn't see any more food. She didn't see anything else going to happen to her. So she let Elijah know this is for me and my son to eat. And after we have eaten it, we're going to eat it and die. And the word of God came, and Elijah said to her, fear not. And that was the correct word because she had fear in her heart. Sometimes when we don't see things going our way, sometimes when it seems like there's no food on the shelf, sometimes when it seems like just a can of pork and beans is in the cabinet, there's no meat in the refrigerator, in the freezer. There's no Kool-Aid inside of the refrigerator. Oh, and sometimes we get fearful in our heart because we don't see those things. We don't see the full cabinet of food. We don't see the refrigerator with all of the fresh vegetables and the onions and all of the things that we desire to have, those bell peppers and those cabbages and those collard greens and whatever it may be. And we don't see that steak and that pork chop and that hamburger and that chicken and all of those things inside of there. So then we fear, come on, we fear that, oh, it's over. It's over. I'm going to eat this. And this is a mentality that she has. That we're going to eat, me and my son, we're going to eat, and after we eat, we're going to eat it and die. But Elijah told her, fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Did you hear what he said? The woman told the prophet that she is making, she will have but a little. And she and her son going to eat this. But the prophet told her to fear not. The prophet said, you go ahead and do what you say you're going to do, but make me first. He said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Before you eat it, before your son eat it. He said, you make me the little cake first. and bring it to me. And Asa make for you and your son, but you make it for the prophet first. You make it for the man of God first. You make it for the woman of God first. And for thus saith the Lord, he had a word from God. He wasn't just speaking just to be speaking. He's speaking because he had a word from God, just like he spoke to Ahab. He had a word from the Lord. He said, but thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. So you don't have to worry. So you don't have to be concerned about it. Oh, yes, it's not, it have not rained, and it will not rain for 3 years and 6 months that you covered. Because if you obey God, if you obey me, if you obey the prophet, you go ahead and do what you said that you were going to do. But you make me that little cake first, and you bring it to me. For she was being, her faith is being established. For the word of God say, for thus says the Lord God of Israel. So you can count on when the word of God says it. You can count on it. You can count. You can take it to the bank and it won't be counted. Because it is from God. He said, the bearer of meal shall not waste, neither shall the crew of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. When it, you don't have to worry about feeding your son. You don't have to worry about you being fed. Because God, Jehovah Jireh, who is our provider, is going to take care of you. And she did. She went and she did according to the saying of Elisha. And she and he and her house did eat many days, a full year. And the barrel of meal wasted not. Look what she had at the beginning. She didn't have anything. She didn't have much. She just had a handful of things that she was about to eat. And she said at that time, died, because fear had entered into her heart. But the word says, barrel, a meal wasted not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elisha. I'm telling you that God is a God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. And not only that, but there is nothing too hard for God. Oh, we look at it as being a hard case. Oh, we look at it as being impossible. But God don't want us to look at things as an impossible case. He don't want us to look at things as it being too hard. Is it something that you're going through today? Is it something that you're going through right now that you need to believe God for? Is there a request that you have before the Lord and you don't see in the natural? You don't see things moving in that direction, but you got to walk by faith. God wants us to walk by not by sight. He wants us to believe him. He wants us to walk in him. He wants us to trust him. He wants you to let him be your father. He wants to be the Alpha and Omega in your life. He wants to be that first, and he wants to be that last. Oh, my God. He wants to be the first person and the last person in your life, because he is the first. He is the person that created the heaven and the earth. He is a person that made the prophet Elisha. He was a person and the creator that created this woman of Zarephath. Oh, he is a person that made you. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to petition God. For the word of God say, ask and it shall be given. I don't know what it is that you need today. I don't know, is it the in the cabinet like the woman of Zarephath, like this widow. There are some widows out there. They don't have a husband. They don't have anybody to take care of them. But I want you to know that God is a God that will make provision for you. God is a God will make a way when it seems, I say when it seems to be no way. Are you that person that are having infirmities in your body? I want you to know that I am a witness that he will heal you. I'm a witness that he will deliver you. I am a witness that he will make you free. I want you to know it's not something that I'm just saying, but I want you to know that God, he is a healer. He is a deliverer. He delivered me. He healed me. He saved me. And he made me free. For the word of God said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. He touched my mind. He touched my heart. He touched my soul and my spirit. Yes, I was a sinner. A sinner, but saved by the grace of God. The word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I am that whosoever. You can be that whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. And so today, whatever the sickness, whatever disease, whether it's cancer, whether it's leukemia, whether it's arthritis, maybe one of your eyes is out. Come on. But I want you to know that we're going to believe God, that God restore sight in that blind eye. Don't you know and don't you remember that even when we read in the word of God about the man that was born blind, he never did see. He never knew what his mother looked like, didn't know what his father looked like, didn't know what, if he had any sisters or brothers, he didn't never know what they looked like. Oh, he heard voices, but he never knew what the people around him looked like. He didn't know what colors were. What color was it? If it was a blue somewhere, one wearing blue, he didn't know what color they had on. Why? Because he never seen anything before. He couldn't see. But one day, God changed that blindness until he was able, to this man miraculously was able to see. He was able to see the sun that he'd never seen before. Huh? He was able to see the moon that he'd never seen before. He was able to see his mother's face for the first time and his family's face for the first time and recognize the voices that he was able to see and know voice that he was hearing but not seeing. I'm telling you that God is a God that is able to do the miraculous in your life. The devil, the doctor may have given you a bad report. He may say it, that you, the doctor or she may say it, that you're going to die and not to live, but the devil is a liar. If God be for you, it is more than they that will be against you. if you just can believe God, if you can just hold on to God's unchanging hand, if you just can believe God and have that faith like this woman, this widow of Zarephath, how she had to give up that food and give, cook it like she said she was going to cook it and give it to the prophet first. And when she obeyed, she was able to eat and drink and not have to worry about her provision. I want you to know that the God that we serve, he is God that will move on your behalf. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you, God, for this word that you have given today. We thank you, God, that no more that we can experience a drop in our life because of lack, because of not having, and knowing that you will provide, knowing that you will make provision. God, that we don't have to worry about situations in our lives because we can take it to you, whether it is food, whether it's drink, whether it's a bill, whether it's our health. Father, we just thank you right now because you are God and because you are God all by yourself. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for every listener that's listening to this broadcast. Say, God, that their faith will soar this day because your word says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Lord, I believe your word. Father, I'm standing on your word. God, the multitude of people that are listening to this broadcast, God, their faith is soaring. And God, I pray even now that greater trust, greater confidence, greater faith they will experience in their lives. And Father God, Lord Jesus, whether they are experiencing sickness or diseases, God, you are a God that heals diseases. We know the woman that they had the inch of the blood, God, as we read in the word, that the woman, she just touched the hem of your garment. And this woman, Father, was made whole. So, Lord, we are standing on your word. Your words say heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or tittle of the word will fail. Why? Because God, you are not in the failing business. So God, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal the body. God, those that have infirmities, those that have been given bad reports, those that have bone diseases, those that have arthritis, those, God, that have leukemia, those that have been give a bad report of cancer. God, those that are blind, even the blind man that never seen out his eyes, God, we decree and declare that that blind man will see. And God, in the name of Jesus, we send forth the word by his name. God, that there will be reports of people being healed this day, November the 6th, because of the word, not because of Dr. McCoy, but because of your word. It's true. And God, that you a man, that you will not lie. What you say, God, that you're able to perform it. And Father, we thank you for it even now. And we praise your name for that which you have done, that which you're going to do in Jesus' name. And Lord, your word says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our hearts that you have raised him from the dead, that you were raised from the dead, God, that we shall be saved. Father, we believe your word. Those that are listening out there today, believe your word. So, Lord, cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. God, make them new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. All things, let it become new. And, Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Pastor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in with us on this coming Friday as the Hour of Power broadcast will come once again to preach the unadulterated and to teach the uncompromising Word of God. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer.